The crop report shows the weather's impact. Thanks for joining us again, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. Well, yesterday, the Ag Department released its latest numbers on Tennessee's major row crop production for this past year, and as expected, the extreme summer weather conditions definitely had quite an impact. Tennessee's cotton production is forecast at 620,000 bales. That's less than half of the record crop from a year ago and the lowest output since 1999. Now, cotton yields are expected to average 601 pounds to the acre. That's down 344 pounds from a year ago and also the lowest since 1999. Producers expect to harvest 495,000 acres of cotton. That's down 200,000 acres from 2006, and about 90% of the crop has been harvested. Well, Tennessee's soybean production is forecast at 19.8 million bushels. That's down 55% from last year and the lowest since 1965. The soybean yields are expected to average only 20 bushels to the acre, down 3 bushels from last month's projection and 19 bushels from a year ago. Acreage for harvest is estimated at 990,000 acres. That's down 140,000 acres from last year and the lowest since 1992. About 80% of the soybean crop has been harvested, and many producers were waiting on this past week's killing frost to complete their harvest. As for corn production, it was perhaps the biggest surprise of the year after much of it being replanted after that April freeze and then enduring one of the driest seasons on record. Production is forecast at 87.5 million bushels, up 40% from a year ago and the highest output since 1920. Corn yields were expected to average 108 bushels to the acre, 17 bushels below last year. Acreage for harvest was estimated at 810,000 acres, and that's the highest level since 1985. Hope all of you have a safe weekend. Join us Monday on the TRN.